Hello and welcome to Journeys in Faith here on this Friday evening. This is Ann DeSantis, and I'm joined by my brother Joe Morales. He lives in the greater Philadelphia area, and he's a singer and songwriter. And I want to welcome you, Joe. Thank you so much for being a guest on this show.
Ann, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I know we've been talking about doing this for a while. Joe is also a guest some years back in 2018. When I was the host of a show called The Positive Side through RVN TV. And if you want to watch that interview, all you need to do is go to my YouTube channel on the videos. There's a playlist there for The Positive Side, and you can watch a full interview that Joe and I did, as I said, a few years back. So as we all know, this show's Journeys in Faith. And I would love it, Joe, if you could just start out with telling us about your faith journey. I know that some years ago you came into deeper faith, and that did make a big impact on your life.
Yeah, thanks, Ann. So Joe Morales from the greater Philadelphia area, as Ann mentioned, I have lived here my entire life. I grew up in a family with four siblings, three sisters and one brother. I would say early in our childhood, we did go to church pretty regularly. My mom made a point of making sure that we were going to mass every week. So that was an inspiration to us as a family and helped to guide the journey. But as with any person, you kind of go through different periods of your life where you kind of fall away from your faith and you're not really an active participant in any kind of faith for that matter. And I would say that was most of my teen years into my early 20s. I've been married for 30 years, and I have two beautiful children, a daughter that's 16, and Julia, and a daughter that's 21, and that's Ava, who's a student at Clemson University. Very proud of both of them. So I think for me, like, why I kind of went back to my faith or kind of tried to re-explore it as a father of two children, I wanted to give them something that I believe that it has substance and purpose and gives them something to lean on as they get older. And so that was part of our faith journey. We are Roman Catholic. My wife went to church every week when she was growing up, 12 years of Catholic school, or I did not. And so I think we've really instilled in them, the purpose and point of believing in a faith and having a faith in God. And I hope that carries on through their lives. Both of them go to Catholic school, were raised in the faith. So I'm very proud of both of them. For me, like I said, I wasn't always a believer per se. Sometime in 2003, I think I started down that journey looking at it when Ava was first born, looking at my faith and determining what I wanted to do. So Ann, at the encouragement of Ann, I went through what's called the Alpha Course, denominational ecumenical program, 10 weeks looking at Christian faith, asking questions about faith. And it was a great experience. And I, as a musician, was able to participate and contribute some of the gifts that I have to the Alpha group, which really was inspirational to me and kind of led me on that path to try to sing more positive songs. My writing style, is reflective of a faith style. I'd say the inspirational music, not outwardly, I'd say Christian per se, but I like to attract people to my music by my positive message, which is really, really important to me. So that's kind of where I am now in my journey. I'm raising children, married 30 years, and excited to see what the two of them do in their lives.
Well said, Joe. And, being your sister, of course, I have those recollections as well, and was grateful when you mentioned 2003, because I distinctly remember that time when you came to me and you said, that you really wanted to devote your life to Christ. You wanted to, as they say, giving your life over to Christ and to his will. And so it's beautiful to watch how God has worked in your life over the years. I mean, obviously we're on a journey. It's never really done, right? We're continuing on that journey all the time. Throughout our lives, we always have, all of us, we have like our ups and downs, but the fact that, you've held on to your faith, and it's just a joy to be able to interview you on this show, Journeys in Faith. Last show that you did with me The positive side, we talked a lot about, mostly focused on your career. So it's just great to be able to talk about that personal side, right, of who we are. And I thank you so much for that. Now, talk a little bit about, you know, we are going to be taking a break and we're going to talk a lot more about your music career and just the things that you're doing right now with that.
Yep.
You didn't get led into this whole direction, as you said, of writing some more positive music, music of the heart, music that has to do with our faith and our relationship with God. Talk a little bit about your inspiration for some of those songs and anything that you want to share.
Yeah, I just, as I said, they're inspired, positive songs. I've been able to play these songs out live that I wouldn't, they're more attractive to people where I'm not, I'm trying to lure them into to positivity, but then hearing the message and it might inspire them to lead a more courageous life and have faith and have gratitude. I think gratitude is really, really important. I think it humbles you. Having gratitude every day. And I think a lot of the songs that I've written over the years, and they've changed, you know, from time to time based on theme and based on life events and everything that's going on. But a lot of it is focused on having the courage to continue on when you don't feel like you can. And just, again, the positive message, trying to find hope in a hopeless situation or hopeless world. So yeah, that's really what it's about.
Yeah. And I think that if people would listen to your music and take the time to go to your, I believe it would be your Facebook page. It's Joe Morales Trio,
yep.
M-I-R-A-L-L-E-S Trio. And there's a link tree there, I think you told me, Joe, right? Where they can download some of your songs and listen. Where's the best place they can test out some of your music if they've never listened to it before?
They can go to YouTube and Google Joe Morales or the Joe Morales Trio. They can go to Spotify, iTunes, any of the digital sites that are out now. They can go there and listen to the music.
That sounds great. I'm hoping now, as we haven't, of course, as we're taping the show, it hasn't been edited yet, but maybe we can even slip in one of your songs during the show. So keep an eye out. We might be able to do that. Of course, we're not in the editing phase yet. I'm just taping this show, but I'm hoping we can do that too. Now, we do have to take a quick break. So stay tuned, because when we come back, we're going to just talk a little bit more about what Joe's doing here where we live in the greater Philadelphia area. Be back in a few.
Dear sisters and brothers in Christ, this is Archbishop Perez with a special message recognizing the incredible work of the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation for Freedom, Family, and Faith. In 2015, its founders were inspired by the World Meeting of Families and the visit of Pope Francis to create a pastoral ministry in Philadelphia for the benefit of families facing relationship crisis. The foundation ministers to struggling families and individuals through a confidential prayer line, pastoral appointment with priests, retreats, and much more. I'm deeply grateful for the work of the St. Raymond Nonatus Foundation. In a short time, it has already strengthened and sustained hundreds of families. For more information about this pastoral ministry, please visit the website on your screen and join me in praying for families throughout a local church. May God bless you abundantly.
Welcome back to Journeys in Faith on this Friday evening on the Ann DeSantis YouTube channel. May I ask you to subscribe to my YouTube channel? Just go subscribe and then click the little bell that says subscribe to all, because then you'll get the notifications for other shows that are coming up. We also have a Facebook page too, if you would like that as well. I have my own brother on the show. This is such a joy for me to have him on, Joe Morales. He's from Gilbertsville, Pennsylvania. Make a shout out to my sister-in-law, Janine, and my nieces, Ava and Julia. Let's talk a little bit about family too, because your daughters are doing some wonderful things. Your daughter, Julia, my niece, she's followed in your footsteps with music as well. Tell us a little bit about that and also what Ava's doing too.
Yeah, no problem. Julia, at a very young age, I saw some talent, gifts that were given to her, vocals, dancing, singing, whatever it is. She does it all. And so we started up pretty early. She had an agent for acting when she was like 13 or 14. She's now 16, has an agent for her acting, goes on auditions for her acting. But then, you know, even more important to her is her music. She's written originals. She's recorded originals. She has one out right now called I Dream of You. And then she has another one that she recorded last summer called I Am Your Summertime. She has another one coming out in May. It's called This House. She speaks from her heart. She's a lot like me in that sense, that there's a lot of emotion in the singing that she does. Helping to guide her career, her mother and I, and hoping that, you know, she continues on this great journey. She's heavily involved in what's called the School of Rock Mainline. They're doing some great stuff. They're going on a tour. She's in the elite band called the Delta Squad, and they're going on a tour in June. My daughter, Ava, I'm so proud of her. She is a junior at Clemson, very involved with her fraternity, her business fraternity. She wants to do work in the fashion industry, in the market, on the marketing side. She also is involved with her fashion club at Clemson, which she started. And that's really exciting stuff that she's doing there. She has an internship with QVC that she was doing this past summer, and looking forward to the great things that she's going to do. And she's really inspired me, you know, to see the great things in life and all the work that everybody's doing.
Yes, I'm very proud of them too. And I know that Julia has an Instagram page. I believe it's Julia Morales Official, I think. And Ava Morales, as I spelled it out before, Mirales. You can try to connect with them and see the great work that they are doing. So let's talk about you too, because on the weekends, you know, you do have a full-time job, which you can tell us a little bit about that too, if you wish. And then we have your weekends, which you do a lot of events at wineries and different other places. And you even do private parties for people. So how does that work? Because I know that for the most part, you're working here in like our five counties, sometimes in Delaware, I believe. But tell us about that.
Yeah, my full-time job is in healthcare. I've been doing that for 25 years, but I've also been doing music for 30. Early on in my life, I got a guitar in my first Holy Communion. Didn't know how to play it. Didn't know what I was doing with it, you know, and that kind of sat and collected dust. But then sometime in grade school, eighth grade, seventh grade, I became interested in playing the drums. Did that for a long time, played in various bands, was fortunate enough to play in a few bands where we would play in Philadelphia at all the clubs in New York and all that stuff. So got a lot of experience doing that. I have written a lot of music over the years, as I mentioned earlier, all on iTunes, Spotify. And I'm kind of at a point in my life where I am slowing down a little bit with music, devoting more of my time towards the work that Julia is doing. But on the side, I do a lot of, I'd say in the early 2000s was coffee houses and things like that. But now I have a trio that I play with, a drummer and a bass player. And we play a lot of wineries, restaurants, bars, playing a variety of covers, mixing in my original songs. We play at Music Fest in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, as the Joe Morales Trio, doing my originals and some covers. But again, I feel like I'm kind of slowing down a little bit with respect to that, but it's still, music's always going to be part of my life. I'm always going to be recording and always doing something with music as long as I can. So that's it.
Oh, that's awesome. And I always like when I have the opportunity, my husband Angelo and I have that opportunity to listen to you play, because you are so talented with not only your singing and your musical abilities, but your songwriting is really amazing too.
Thanks.
So somebody might be watching this right now and maybe they have an event that's coming up. What are those basic geographic boundaries? I know you probably go anywhere in the Philadelphia area. Do you go beyond? Tell us about how that would work and how would they, what would be the process of them booking you for something?
Yeah, so they can find me on Facebook, Joe Morales Trio, and they can message me directly on Facebook, Joe Morales Trio. We'll go within 75 miles. You know, typically, if it's further than that, there would be an expense associated with that. But we've done private parties. We've done wedding receptions. I've played at weddings, a lot of restaurants, a lot of bars. They're typically restaurants. We don't like to stay out late. None of us do in the trio. We play at community events. We've done church events at Ann's church. We did at your church. We played. So all great stuff. And again, just find me at Joe Morales Trio on Facebook.
Yeah, all good stuff. Thank you so much. So now we're coming to the close of the show. And again, I'm just really grateful you taking the opportunity. You know, we're taping this like during the day, so it's a work time. So I do appreciate that, Joe, so much. Would you have any final words before we end to the audience?
No, just encourage people to keep the faith, keep moving forward. Don't be discouraged. And whatever you do, you know, believe that all things are possible. With God's help.
Amen. Agree with that so much. And be sure to connect with Joe too on all the social media platforms, Joe Morales or Joe Morales Trio. I believe you're on Instagram, Facebook. I don't know. Are you on anything else that you want to mention?
I think that's it right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, God bless Joe. And we'll see all of you here next time. We are the first and third Friday of every month on the Ann DeSantis YouTube channel. And on Facebook at Journeys in Faith. And as I said, please do subscribe. See you next time.